Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Adventures in Collecting. We're back.
Hey, what's up? We're back.
Dave, it's been, here we are again. We've made it through another 2 weeks of living life.
And not to bury the lead, but we don't have a guest this week.
Yeah, no guest this week. Thanks again last episode for, friend of the pod, Zach from, Zach Oat from Diamond Select, joining us on the pod. That was a super fun conversation. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. We had a blast with him.
We did. It was a lot of fun.
And we're excited to see a lot of the stuff that he's talking about. None of those reveals have happened yet. We haven't seen any of the additional Lord of the Rings or the big new brand reveal that he hinted at. But we're watching closely.
On today's episode,
We are going to tackle news and hauls, which there has been a lot of both of those things. A lot of new pickups, I know, for both of us, and a ton of news.
Well, we haven't talked about hauls in, like, months, so, I mean...
Yeah, it's been piling up. And then we are recording this late Friday evening. Today is Friday, February 12th. And we should have been gearing up for the 2021 Toy Fair in New York. Should have been happening this weekend originally. So the 2021 Toy of the Year, the Toadies, just happened this afternoon. And there were some interesting results from the Toy of the Year virtual event. First time they've ever done a virtual one. And I figured we'd just kind of go over some of those the highlights from the show, if you will, which was very nice. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But yeah, so let's kick it off with some news, Dave. So I'm gonna kick us off here with some news from actually the Walmart collectibles section of Walmart. So I'm sure a lot of you out there that have been toy hunting.
Wait a minute, the Walmart collectibles section is in Walmart?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying specifically the Walmart collectibles, because that's the hashtag, right? Hashtag Walmart collectibles. I'm sure a lot of you have seen that new section over in that entertainment area, right? Over by the vinyl and the Blu-rays and the CDs for people that still buy CDs. So we have learned that entire section is actually being handled by a company called Collection Obsession. They are a new distributor. They haven't been around for very long, but they have kind of taken up the responsibility, worked a deal out with Walmart that they're actually the ones that are stocking that section with the NECA, Mego, Bandai, Loyal Subjects figures. So really interesting. You know, we connected with them. We've been having some conversations with them about kind of the process and how they're handling that. But it's just really interesting that a lot of this new product now that we're hearing about. So Loyal Subjects just showed off three out of the four of their upcoming Garbage Pail Kids statuettes that they're putting out that are actually WWE inspired. So there will be an Andre the Giant, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Macho Man Randy Savage, and Ultimate Warrior will be in the first wave of those. And they're small. I don't have the actual scale handy. I'm looking to see if I can find it, and I'm struggling. But they are small. I would say no more than 4 or 5 inches tall. But really cool 3D models of Garbage Pail Kids, you know, cards, you know, from Tops, but you know, in statue form, and along with the Loyal Subjects Garbage Pail Kids products. They've also been showing off a bunch of other stuff that's going to be coming to that section, including a relaunch of a super nostalgic toy that I had not thought of in a long time, but Boglins.
Yeah. those were fun. The little puppets, little, you know, goblin puppets or boglin puppets.
Yep, and they're designed by the original designer, which is also super cool. I believe 8 of them from the pre-orders that went up earlier this week will actually be signed by the creator of Boglins. Which is another, you know, a cool addition to owning something that's, you know, straight out of, I believe they came out in like 1986, 1987. So a little bit before my time, but really cool. They have the original packaging, the original designs, all of that. So, yeah. So if you head to your Walmart and you see those that collectibles section over in the entertainment area, Collection Obsession, they're the ones that are responsible for making sure that there's a ton of cool stuff there for you to buy.
Indeed there is.
Dave, what do you got? Why don't you hit us up with some wrestling updates first?
I mean, there's a lot that's happened. Where do we want to start?
Oh boy. All right, why don't we do AEW?
Okay. So, really in a very short time, and we're talking like, you know, end of within the past 2 weeks or so, 3 weeks, we not only learned of AEW series, Unrivaled Series 4, but we saw the pre-orders go up, pretty much soon after they were announced. So we saw Matt Hardy, Cody, Sammy Guevara, who else was in series 4? Santana and Ortiz, and
it all kind of blends together for me now because they announced so many at once.
Yeah, and Matt Hardy,
jeez. That's right. Yep. And Matt's your
and
chase.
And Matt Hardy is the rare, and Cody is the chase.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So those are really cool. And then we had the ringside exclusive Cody from when he won the TNT title, which is significant because if you look at it, it's the original unfinished TNT title. So it's the all silver. It's just the silver and red. None of the gold accents are there. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then you forgot to mention the wave of all Codys.
The wave of all Codys that Britt Baker announced.
Yep, and Pharaoh, right? Pharaoh Rhodes.
Yeah. And then we got Series 5 announcements. Now, those have not gone up for pre-order yet. But we got the announcements for those. We saw some renders. We have SCU, which, of course, is Scorpio Sky and Frankie Kazarian. Hopefully, since they were the first AEW tag team champions, we may see them with the tag team titles, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
We have another tag team. We have the Jurassic Express, aka Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy. So that's really cool. And then John Moxley and Hangman Adam Page. And Moxley is the chase and Page is the rare.
Yes.
And then we also saw that there was announced that there's going to be a Dr. Britt for a ringside exclusive 2-pack and an unmatched figure, I believe Jeremy had said.
Yes. Yeah, so Jeremy was doing his best, put on his best troll hat on social media, which I got a big kick out of. Getting involved with Photoshop on his computer and using the body of I want to say it was the Ultimate Warrior and just throwing Cody head on it and making it look like
it looked like Legends Warrior.
Yeah, and making a fake Tupac to kind of head fake everybody. So that was very good. I got a nice little laugh out of that. But we are in fact getting a Britt Baker figure, two of them, which is important.
Yes,
she deserves a figure.
And then we have, oh yeah, absolutely, she does. And then we have just two great regular series as well. You know, people are getting down on the repeats, but you know that's gonna happen. You're gonna see the big names be a part of multiples of these series. It's kind of like, you know, Seth Rollins and AJ in WWE Elites, like these characters that on TV that are the main event characters, they're going to be represented more often than not in the figure world. It just is.
I mean, that's a tough thing to get down on, because regardless of what figure franchise you're talking about, whether it's Marvel Legends always having a Wolverine or a Spider-Man, or you know, the DC McFarlane's DC Multiverse is basically a Batman line at this point, but there's always a Batman in the wave. Even Spin Master's 4-inch figures, there's always a Batman. You know, Star Wars, there's always a Luke Skywalker, or you know, there's always a Stormtrooper. There are just figures that need to be kind of in those waves, because you always have to remember that, like, yes, you are a collector, you know, we're whether you're an adult collector or, you know, a kid playing with these toys, you never know when your first wave might be, right? So, like, maybe you were, AEW is a little bit...
Oh, geez, I forgot Kenny Omega for Series 4, by the way, of all people. AEW World Champion Kenny Omega.
Yeah. And right now, probably one of the most fun heels in wrestling.
Certainly one of the most talked about, being everywhere, you know?
Yep. But yeah, going back to your point, you know, the reuse of those figures, not only is it something that I'm sure is, saves on cost, but also you never know when it's somebody's first wave of action figures. And like, you gotta have your big names available at any given time, you know, whether it's the top wrestler or, you know, a top superhero.
These aren't just for us, you know, like, there are kids that actually are going to play with these, and, you know, maybe they want to have Cody have an outfit change, or have Kenny Omega have an outfit change, or have never seen a Kenny Omega.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And those, you know, AEW especially, those first two waves have been so difficult to come by. Like, I know you've seen them.
I go so far as to say the first three.
Well, I know you've seen them in person before after, you know, extensive hunting. I saw my first AEW figures in person since I saw prototypes at last year's Toy Fair this week, and it was a Riho and a Pac. That was it. The rest of the wave was gone. And as I was standing there taking a picture and posting about it, somebody bought the Pac. It was, you know, gentleman walked up and he was like, "Yeah, you're taking a picture. You gonna buy that?" I was like, "Nope, all yours." But yeah, and then I went back, 2 days later, and Riho was gone. So, but yes, to your point, there have been complaints about reuse, but you're going to see that, or not even necessarily reuse, because they're new in a lot of instances, new sculpts, new outfits, and everything. You're going to see characters and personalities over and over again in different toy lines. It's not something that's unique to wrestling, so people need to...
Yeah, I think even the Kenny is a new head.
Yeah, it is. Based on the look.
The Cody looks like it is...
Well, he's...
At the very least, it's the Blood Brothers head.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna have a gripe about one figure, I guess it's okay to have a gripe about there being too many Cody Rhodes at this point, but at the same time, he's kind of, you know, the face of the company, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, what are you gonna do? You know,
it would have been like being mad that there were too many Stone Colds back in, you know, the '90s.
Yeah. Or The Rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so hopping away from wrestling to something that we talked about a few months ago on the show. So we had Peter Gorrell from Killer Bootlegs fame. He announced on the show that he was taking he was going to be the CEO of Tracker Collectibles, which is the action figure toy collectibles division of Scout Comics. And they have been, Tracker has been announcing and showing off a lot of the digital renders and in some cases prototypes of their first few toys. And among them is the first Tracker Collectibles Phantom Starkiller figure. And it looks fantastic. So it's going to be a, you know, a 5 POA, you know, 3¾-inch type figure, much like the Super 7 reaction figures, but designed a little bit differently. Instead of having the kind of, telescoping sword built into his arm, like the original Kenner figures, he's going to have the sword separately as an accessory. Detailing and deco is a little bit different. It looks more like a more modern Kenner figure. So think like past like the 78 Star Wars and think more like, you know, like a Kenner Superpowers or even like some of the Kenner Batman stuff.
See, I was going to say, is it to me it looks more like this would be the Power of the Force Phantom Starkiller?
It could be. Yeah. You could go that late into Kenner's run. I think that's also a fair assessment. But you know, definitely chunkier, definitely a little more deco than we've gotten so far on the Super 7 figures. So really excited to see you know, as they make more figures from the comic, and of course as Scout releases more issues of the comic, I'm, you know, really excited to see what they continue to put out. Speaking of figures that are in kind of that scale, we mentioned before the Loyal Subjects. They have announced some more best action figures. So we've now seen, in Wave 2, we've seen Aang from Avatar, The Last Airbender, Buffy and Angel from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Ace Frehley is the latest music edition. So we're now, if you were able to find Gene Simmons, which we are still struggling to locate, so... you are now halfway to Kiss once you have Ace Frehley. So, really excited though. You know, these figures do look great. There were, you know, the Spike and Vicious that I have from Cowboy Bebop, or, you know,
yeah, who was that? Lightning.
Yeah, you have Lightning.
Lightning was cool.
We've also picked up Naruto for friend of the pod, Dave, Creepy NJ. So they're great looking figures, and you know, they have a ton more in store for us as we keep going with that line.
Yeah, the Lightning one is super cool.
Dave, so outside of AEW, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Zombie Sailor has been up to?
Oh, okay. So friend of the pod, Zombie Sailor. Speaking of kind of partnering with the original artist, has partnered with Hasbro designer Ron Rudat to basically kind of pick up where Mattel was leaving off in a way with the retros. Now, these aren't going to have the action features, we'll say.
Correct.
But they are going to be similarly styled, as we've seen from the prototype images. So, of course, we have Matt Cardona, Brian Myers, and Smart Mark Sterling. There is also Danhausen.
Love that Danhausen.
Love that Danhausen. We also have Sabu, which is really cool. We also have Bruiser Brody. So we're getting another Bruiser Brody figure in the near future. And announced this week, Dino Bravo. So
first ever action figure.
Yeah, a lot of cool choices. Very much kind of in different eras, which is nice.
Yeah, and the figures you know, are kind of like, so they're styled in that you know, Hasbro retro or you know, Mattel retro style.
Or like the Cella toys who have been doing them too.
But it's like almost like a cross between them and the Galoob ones because of, you know, without those action features and kind of the way that they articulate it, that they are.
Well, the Galoobs didn't articulate, so yeah. They're not going to be static like the Galoobs.
No. But for some reason, like just kind of looking at them, thinking, you know, what is one of those, you know, those Hasbro or, you know, style figures without the action feature, it almost brings it a little bit closer to the Galoob because it kind of gives them that static like base, you know, because their legs aren't going to move, right? They're going to, in a lot of instances.
Well, neither were Mattel's really, or I mean, not Mattel's, Hasbro's really.
Yeah, it's true, I guess. I don't know why I get Galoob vibes from seeing the, maybe it's just like the models, I don't know, but they look fantastic either way you look at it. And Josh has been holding them up and taking pictures of them like with both Mattel retros and original Hasbro WWF figures, and they fit right in. And I can't wait to see like some of the painted protos. It's a very exciting venture.
And I know he was saying pre-orders soon, but he hasn't put up a date yet.
Yeah, and they will be all of the orders will be exclusively through Zombie Sailor Toys. So like, it's, you're not gonna find these, you know, at like Pro Wrestling Tees or any of those, you know, Entertainment Earths or any of those other websites. The sales are gonna be done strictly through
by Zombie.
Yeah, Zombie's storefront. So. More to come on that. We will, of course, you know, keep you guys updated, which, by the way, if you're listening to this for the first time, hello, welcome to Adventures in Collecting. Make sure you're following us at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter, because all the stuff that we talk about on the show, as we start to collect these pieces of news and like as things come out, we make sure that we post the links and all that good stuff on a daily basis.
And maybe someday you'll see us open them on YouTube.
Yeah, that too. You know, we mentioned pro wrestling tees, and we've been talking about wrestling figures, so I feel like it's a good segue for the AEW Micro Brawlers.
Yeah, and those are through, the Powered by Pro Wrestling Tees, AEWshop.com. So those are up for pre-order already, I believe. They still will be by the time you listen to this.
Yes.
I'm just looking that up right now, the date. Yeah, through the 18th at 1 p.m. And they have, and they're going to be $17.99 each. You have Hikaru Shida, John Moxley, Brody Lee, Chris Jericho, Orange Cassidy, Dr. Britt Baker, and Darby Allin.
Solid first wave of those micro brawlers. And those things are insanely popular.
Yeah, they've, definitely spiked in popularity with the six different Macho Man.
Yep. And
the micro brawlers that were last week.
I think they could safely thank Matt and Brian for for a lot of that hype.
I would say that definitely has a role.
Yeah, but they are really cool looking. I mean,
they are.
It's, and there's so many of them now at this point. It's.
Yeah, there's kind of Impact wild ones. There's a lot.
Yeah. So one of the things that I really I'm really excited for, I just think it looks gorgeous, is what NECA just recently announced. And again, like, you know, NECA announcements are kind of, you know, seemingly every day at this point, whether it's a new Ninja Turtles thing or whether it's a new new Predator or Alien figure that they're putting out. But the thing that they just announced, I think, is one of the coolest announcements they've made in a while, to celebrate the 90th anniversary, which will be, I looked this up, on November 21st of this year, the Universal Studios, Boris Karloff Frankenstein turns 90. So they have released an ultimate Frankenstein's monster. And it is in grayscale, so the figure is in black and white. Looks like it walked right off of the right off of the screen. And it comes with, you know, chains and multiple heads, and it comes with little crushed flowers. It is a, an absolutely gorgeous piece. And, just today, actually, Randy Falk from NECA was doing a little Q&A on Twitter, and he announced that, or kind of teased that The Mummy will be next. So it seems as if they are slowly going to start introducing the Universal Monsters into their Ultimates lineup, which is amazing. It's been a while since we've had really good kind of 1/12th scale, or excuse me, not 1/12th, no, 1/12th, yeah, 1/12th scale, Universal Monsters. The last company that did it was Diamond Select, and it's been, you know, been quite some time, so, it's exciting to see some more Universal Monsters coming back into the mix, and Frankenstein is actually available for pre-order now, on Entertainment Earth and a couple of other places. We have the link to it posted, again, on our social media, so... if you're looking to pick up Frankenstein, you can either just search for him or head on over to our page and grab the link.
Yeah. I'll do one more wrestling thing because there was a lot. So we got to see prototype images of Elite 85, I believe.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it was Elite 85. And they are up for pre-order already. So we got Firefly Funhouse Bray Wyatt, which is cool. New Liv Morgan in her gear when she first came back. Karrion Kross, which is awesome. Aleister Black, who is the Chase. Becky Lynch and Boneyard Match Undertaker. And then they showed the two-pack, the next two-pack, which is Jeff Hardy and Triple H from SmackDown, when Triple H and Jeff Hardy had the Intercontinental title match on SmackDown. I believe it was in 2001. And then we also saw Ultimate Edge and Ultimate Randy Savage from Ultimate Series 8, which are amazing looking. I think the Edge is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love the, we were discussing the blown back hair, whether it's supposed to be mid-spear or part of that Royal Rumble entrance, but I think either way you slice it, people are going to have fun photographing that that figure.
Yeah, if you didn't get the recent Elite Edge, you should get that Ultimate one, because it is signifying last year's Royal Rumble, the 2020 Royal Rumble, when Edge came back. Just a great figure. Great looking figure. And also ringside, probably to go with the Firefly Funhouse Bray Wyatt and Legend Series 10 John Cena.
Oh boy.
Announced, I think, one of the coolest things of all time. For some reason it's been getting some hate online. I don't know why, because I think it rules. And that is the Firefly Funhouse match NWO John Cena. I remember saying when that happened, we could, you know, play back the tape if you want, but I wanted the NWO John Cena.
I was just going to say, like, I remember when that happened, both of us were like, this would be a hell of a toy.
Yeah, I mean, you could do both of them, you could just do Cena, whatever, but it's great.
Yeah, it is a fantastic, and it works great as an exclusive, too, because it comes in that nice box that folds out.
Speaking of which, more pictures of WrestleMania 12 Ultimate Warrior 2, which is also a ringside exclusive, as is John Cena. And it comes with the WrestleMania 12 entrance fold-out, which is cool.
Yeah, but both of those exclusives are... They're making good use of the fact that, you know, that they're exclusives. You know, they don't have to worry about shelf space.
Yeah, so. It's definitely like, you know... I'll say the Cena more so, maybe a niche product or a niche product, but I think it's great.
So the other thing that I wanted to mention before we closed out on the news was a recent crossover addition to Fortnite, a game that I spend a lot of time on, with Snake Eyes. So G.I. Joe's Snake Eyes was added as a playable skin in Fortnite. And in what I could only kind of form into words, like the most toyetic thing possible, they took the classified skin, or the Fortnite skin, and they made, Hasbro made a one-off, super limited, Fortnite G.I. Joe Snake Eyes. And it is his actual skin from the, from the Fortnite game. He comes with, specific Fortnite accessories. He was up for pre-order. He is going to ship next January. So it's a very, very much so an advanced pre-order, but I of course had to get it, had to scoop that up. So he'll be coming next year.
if you do the pre-orders, like, you know, if you do a Super 7 pre-order or anything, or the boss fight pre-orders, you know that the turnaround isn't right away. So
yeah. I'm not scoffing at the turnaround. If anything, it's great too, because it's an order from Hasbro Pulse, so they don't charge you until it ships. So it's like, basically, I bought myself a Christmas gift or a birthday gift for next year.
Yeah, you know, like, I pre-ordered Papa Emeritus. I don't know when it's coming, but I'm sure it'll be awesome when it does.
Yep. Still waiting on those New Japan figures.
Yeah, so. New Japan, still waiting. Spawn is supposedly shipping soon.
Yeah, we just got an email about that today. Yeah. He's moving forward.
Speaking of things that are shipping, by the way, what was it? Legends Series 8? No, at Legends Series 9. Ships. Yeah. All of them.
Wild stuff. You missed the and apparently it happened for most people.
Yeah.
So like the cancel train did not roll into station with that, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Good
so
for them.
Well done, Target.
Dave, actually, there was one more wrestling thing I feel like we should mention. We should probably mention before we move out of news the Junk Shop Dog news.
Yeah. So this past weekend, Junk Shop Dog, announced the next Sofubi Series 2 figure, which is going to be Dynamite Kid.
Now, I still feel like we've definitely talked about Sofubi before on the podcast, but we have to assume that there might be somebody who has no idea what a Sofubi is, Dave. So.
It's a soft vinyl figure, literally 2 points of articulation. The arms move. Some of them don't, but they're very stylized. They're not very big. I want to say they're
like
five, six inches maybe
at most. Yeah.
If you want to see more, the Bruiser Brody unboxing was put up this past Wednesday. You could check that out.
Yes, it was.
On YouTube, Adventures in Collecting on YouTube.
I love how that shameless plug just kind of like trickled out. It was good. I like
So yeah, they're you know, mostly Japanese based figure, whether it's wrestling figures or otherwise. But they're, you know, like if you think of Hopis or Chara Pros or anything along those lines, that's that style figure. So it's almost more statue than action figure. So that'll be another one for pre-order. I would imagine soonish. Again, another one where Junk Shop didn't say the date. But, you know, I've got to imagine he'll do another, like, limited run one. Maybe he won't. I don't know. But I definitely will order one.
And I believe he has, outside of Dynamite Kid, I believe there are two more to this, what he's calling Series 2, because it's technically a continuation of, of the Popey line. Popey. I believe he has two more coming outside of Dynamite Kid as well. So stay tuned for additional announcements. Yeah, so let's move into halls, Dave, because it's been a minute.
I don't even remember what I've bought recently.
So I'll start us off because I haven't been able to put them down. Our friend Justin and our friends over at Bluefin Brands, Bandai Namco Collectibles, they sent us over two SH Figure Arts Dragon Ball Z figures. So something a little out of the norm for us. I loved Dragon Ball Z when I was a kid. I've rewatched it several times as an adult. But they just released a new version of Piccolo that is, he's kind of V2. It's the second version, same figure, but he has, instead of having the original manga colorway, he has the colorway from the TV show. So it looks, and it is fantastic. There, if the review and unboxing has not dropped yet on YouTube, it is coming very soon. But it is a fantastic figure. They sent him along with a Son Goku, again from Dragon Ball Z. So that way I could do some fun scaling and photography with them. So big thanks once again to Bluefin. These figures are incredible. You know, Tamashii Nations, SH Figure Arts. They are fantastic. So that was one thing that I picked up. And then I actually, Dave, we have not talked about this. I didn't mention it at all to you, but I did a little Mercari scooping, and I grabbed two Marvel Legends that I didn't realize that I wanted until I kind of remembered that they existed. I grabbed the Winter Soldier, so the Marvel Legends Winter Soldier, the Bucky. This is pre face printing, so it does not have the Sebastian Stan likeness. However, it does come with two head sculpts. So the second head sculpt is the masked one. So it's just neat. I realized as I was, we've kind of been rewatching some of the movies with Maddie, I did not have a Winter Soldier that had the red star on his arm. I only had the one with like the Wakanda arm.
Okay.
So I started looking, for my villains shelf to see if I could find a Winter Soldier, and I found him for, loose, for a decent price, so I picked him up. And then I realized that if I'm going to do figure photography with the Winter Soldier, I need the stealth suit cap, because it was, I have, like, the regular red, white, and blue, the Endgame look. I have the Infinity War one with the Wakanda shield and the beard. I have, kind of the World War II cap, so like I have enough of him, but I realized that if I'm gonna do figure photography for the Winter Soldier, I needed that stealth suit. So I was able to find that figure complete, which I apparently is like not easy to find. I paid a little bit more than I kind of wanted to for a loose figure, but he has a lot of accessories, got a lot of different hands. Again, it's pre face printing, but you can always do a head swap, and one of the unmasked Steve Rogers, newer Steve Rogers heads. They fit perfectly on them and look great. So, I added those two Marvel Legends along with Hawkeye. I finally got the Age of Ultron Hawkeye. It's super weird that over the years, the amount of films that Jeremy Renner has been in and has played Hawkeye in, there are only three Hawkeye figures. There's one from the first Avengers, which was part of a Walmart exclusive line that was like really early. They are technically Marvel Legends figures, but they're not labeled Marvel Legends. They're labeled like Avengers superhero figures or something like that. And that one, super hard to come by. He's got like the sunglasses and he's got the shield costume from the first Avengers film. Then there was the one that was part of the Amazon or Toys R Us multi-pack, which is the one that I have, that's again kind of the same thing. He's got that purple and black MCU costume on, no sunglasses, again pre face print. It's an older figure, but it does look great. the likeness is very accurate. And then we didn't see another Hawkeye figure until Endgame, when they gave us the Ronin figure, and then the included the Hawkeye head in the Target exclusive Time Heist 2-pack that had him and Black Widow in the non-film accurate Time Heist suits. So, you know, what everyone really has been doing as of late is taking the Time Heist head, putting it on the Ronin figure, and calling it, you know, modern Hawkeye. But, yeah, so I'm super stoked to have those three kind of older Marvel Legends that I didn't think I was going to be able to find added to the roster, the ever-growing MCU roster.
Nice. I have a lot, like... I can't talk about all of it, so I'll do some highlights. You had ordered for me the gold label McFarlane Batman, the Walmart one.
Did you open that yet?
No, not yet. I was going to plan something for that, but I haven't done it yet. I also got Superman Red Son, which I think is awesome. The Damian Wayne Robin, DC Multiverse, and I also got the Curse of the White Knight Azrael, because I was like, wow, that's just basically an Azrael figure, as if it was Azrael from the 90s. So I was like, okay, this kind of fits in the things I would want from these figures. So I picked it up, and that figure is awesome.
It's unreal, isn't it? The cape is so good.
Yeah, I like it a lot. But yeah, I remember the exact discussion with you. I was like, that's basically just Azrael. Like, it's not even really that specific to that comic book.
Correct.
If I didn't want it to be.
Yeah, I actually also picked up the Damian Wayne Robin. I saw him in person, and I caved. I wasn't originally going to get him, hoping that they would make, you know, kind of a... an Arkham Asylum Robin.
But like a Tim Drake Robin?
Yeah, it's such a good figure.
It really is.
I don't even want to call it a smirk. His, like, angsty grimace is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. What else have I picked up? I got the, Shayna Baszler Amazon exclusive Van Takeover figure that literally came today.
It's a good figure.
I got the Umberto Carrillo basic because that'll go with like the cruiserweights that I have. I got that Marvel Lucha Libre Amazon Collector Core box, which we talked about on the latest episode of What's in the Box. Available only on Instagram. AIC exclusively podcast. What else did I get? That's really the big stuff. Found the Target exclusive Andy Bernard sumo pop. Andy in the sumo suit from The Office. That's really it to mention. You know, we talked about AEW Series 2 and Series 3 that came from Ringside. That's really all I've ordered for a while from there.
Yeah, the only other thing that I wanted to mention that I picked up, which, again, was something that I was not going to pick up until I saw Toyshiz's review of it on YouTube, but I grabbed the Creepshow Creep. And I have to say... It's an awesome figure if you're into Creepshow and you like that the mascot and you like horror figures and whether you like the Shudder TV show or whether you like the original two films, it's the Creep. It's awesome. He comes with a little Creepshow comic book too, which is a great accessory. But if you are just looking for a 1/12th scale zombie, this figure is amazing because the cloth goods come completely off very easily. Like, you don't have to fight it. And they did not skimp on any of the sculpting underneath the cloth goods. So like when you take the robe off, you just have as like a really creepy, awesome zombie. So you know, if you are looking for any kind of dio pieces, or you know, you want zombies for, you know, your Ash Williams to fight, or you know, Resident Evil figures to fight, or really anything, you know, you just need a creepy zombie for your dio or for your photography, it's an easy spend. It's awesome. I can't recommend it enough. And for a figure that's so kind of like slight and frail, it actually has a really great center of gravity and stands and poses really well. So kudos to NECA on that.
I think that's really all I have to mention.
So why don't we flip it into the toy of the year then?
Okay.
So as I mentioned at the top of the show, you know, this we should have been gearing up for what would have been the 2021 New York Toy Fair, something that, yeah, I know both of us were extremely excited for. But you know, we'll see what happens next year. One of the things that kicks off the New York Toy Fair every year is the Toy of the Year awards. Normally it's a closed event that they hold at a Marriott near the Javits Center in New York. So this year they made it you did have to RSVP to it, but you could stream it. So I watched the stream of the awards. And there were some fun things that won. I'm not going to go through all the categories because I believe there were like almost like 17 of them. But some notable things that won. So the Mattel 11-inch, really to scale child plush, Baby Yoda plush, the first real like Baby Yoda doll that you could get, the first real big like piece of merchandise, I'm actually looking at mine right now, one plush toy of the year, which I feel like was kind of a given. And you'll notice a theme here. So the Mandalorian Lego Star Wars Razor Crest won construction toy of the year. And then innovative toy of the year was Hasbro's the child animatronic toy. That's the one that does like if you've seen it in stores, it has like the Mandalorian necklace. It
when you pat his head, he does stuff.
Yeah, he does the magic hand thingy. Moving on with the Mandalorian, the license of the year, which I thought was a fun award. So like some of the other things that were in this category were like Marvel, Paw Patrol, just kind of like general Baby Shark, I think was one of them, but Star Wars The Mandalorian won license of the year. So I think that's fair to say that any and all Mandalorian licensed,
I mean,
stuff.
2020 was the year of Baby Yoda, so
100%. Lego also, I mentioned Lego for the construction toy of the year, Dave, but Lego won a couple of additional things as well. Lego won playset of the year with the Lego Super Mario Bowser's Castle Boss Battle expansion set.
Yeah, I see every time I see that, I want that, especially since I have Lego Mario, so...
Yeah, that whole endeavor, you know, that they launched with Mario, I think is one of the most interesting things that they have done. And I mean, Lego's always doing crazy new stuff, like whether they're dabbling into like the art world or, you know, automotive world or, you know, whatever. That what they did with Mario is I think is really special, and I think they're onto something there. And Lego did have another victory as well. The Lego Ideas Grand Piano, which is an incredible set. If you've not seen it,
that is very cool.
One specialty toy of the year.
Oh, it looks like they got collectible of the year too for the character packs.
Yep. That's right. Actually, the little blind bags.
Oh, it's the blind bags, not the different suits.
No, it's the blind bags, the character packs.
Oh, that's cool. I've picked up a couple of those too.
So the ones where you could have like Bullet Bill or flying. I'm trying to zoom in here to see what they actually, the like little octopus thing.
Yeah,
the flying
any
Goomba,
of those little,
the Boo.
Yeah, any of the little kind of ancillary villains that you'd run into in the stages.
And then I wanted to call this one out because I thought this was interesting because I recall us both at the Spin Master booth at Toy Fair last year. Do you remember the Paw Patrol display when they walked us through the Paw Patrol stuff?
Yes.
And they showed us that like all-terrain vehicle that like had like a plane that launched off the back. And
oh, yeah, that was cool.
That won preschool toy of the year.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was nice to see that. They were very excited about that toy. So before we get to action figure of the year, the last one I wanted to mention was vehicle of the year. And this was another like really cool category. It had like there was another Lego one in there. I want to say like the Lego Lamborghini was in this. But the vehicle that won was the Playmobil Back to the Future DeLorean.
Oh, interesting.
Which is an absolutely awesome toy. Playmobil is one of those companies, again, that's just kind of been around forever, you know, making really cool toys. But they're like low-key awesome with their crossovers. They did like a whole NHL crossover a bunch of years ago where you could get like a Zamboni. They do a lot of really fun things. So I was excited to see that that they picked up a W for that vehicle category. All right, so action figures, right? So there were two really big, I would say, like you would think would be front runners in this category. Being the 4-inch Spin Master Batman figures and the McFarlane Toys Kickstarter Spawn.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of those won. The Fisher-Price Thank You Heroes line won action figure of the year. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool line. Like, they are real-life heroes. I'm gonna go out and say this right now. I am actually happy that the Spawn did not win this category. I'm sure it is going to be an incredible action figure. It's probably going to be one of my favorite action figures of all time, but not enough people have it to vote on that yet.
I mean,
there are not
really does.
There have only been a couple of review copies of that figure, and even the review copies are early prototypes. They're not the final thing. This is not me mongering in a way to say, like, you know, I don't think people are going to get their figure. You are absolutely going to get your figure.
I mean, it sounds like very soon, too.
Yeah. The shipping updates have been incredible and transparent, and I'm still just as excited as I was the day I backed that.
There are three highly anticipated groups of figures that are shipping soon. You know, the Boss Fight, Lucha Brothers, those New Japan Super Sevens, and Spawn.
Yeah. I hope my fingers are crossed that that one of us is on that first four containers that are filled with Spawn figures. So like,
yeah, I mean, I it's not going to be based off of like did you order within the first hour, you know, like
no, it's I'm sure it's totally random.
Yeah.
And I love those Fisher Price Thank You Heroes line. If you're unfamiliar with it, it is it's a doctor. They're frontline workers. Mm-hmm. They're frontline worker action figures. Totally get why they won, but I do kind of feel like the Spin Master Batman figures were, you know, probably the obvious choice there. In terms of if it were any other year, right?
I can't be upset with the little people. Thank you, heroes.
Yeah. So good on the board there for making the valiant decision.
Oh no, wait. Those are more like, I guess, Imaginext almost.
It's, yeah. They're less little people. More like Imaginext. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those are great. Actually,
they're awesome. They're awesome.
I 100% get why they won.
Yeah.
Like they're. It made, like, people who are superheroes, toys that are superheroes. I mean,
They're real-life heroes.
You can't be upset that won, especially with the way I'm just looking at them now. Like, again, they're great.
Yeah. Makes complete sense. If it were any... They are a product of the year that we just all went through and what we're continuing to go through. And those people, you know, should be celebrated. Funko's even doing it now. I saw some of the frontline workers, Funko's.
So. Oh, yeah, those have been out for a bit, but they're great, too.
Yeah. And then the last two awards, we have the Toy of the Year, and then we have the People's Choice Award. So the People's Choice Award went to two separate things. It went to a board game, Storytime with Chess, but it also went to the McFarlane Toys Kickstarter Spawn action figure. So, it did get decorated. It did,
I guess, for being the, you know, kind of highest, fastest growing Kickstarter.
It's purely that this one was purely based on the user vote. So they tallied votes through like a couple of different channels, and the user votes, those two things got the most user votes for them. And then the Toy of the Year was the aforementioned electronic child, Baby Yoda from Hasbro. So two awards for Baby Yoda, or three awards for Baby Yoda, including Toy of the Year. And it's fun because I'm looking at the list. It's like I have the Mattel one. Maddie's got the Hasbro Baby Yoda. You know, we've got Spawn coming. So I feel like this award show never really gets a lot of attention because it's really behind closed doors. And if you're not, you know, at Toy Fair or, you know, working within the toy industry, I think it kind of gets lost in the shuffle. But I think it was nice to have a little more exposure for it, you know, see some of these other, because I started looking at some of the other toys that were nominees. So I think it's good for the industry to open this up and, you know, let us end users, if you will, get to see the awards.
Yeah, it's cool.
So with that, Dave, I think we have some really exciting stuff planned for the next few episodes of Adventures in Collecting. So definitely stick around. I don't want to spoil anything, but we have some fun surprises. We have some fun special guests planned for the next few episodes. So with that, Dave, let's sign it off and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.